mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it's already Thursday, the 12th day of May 2005. We're scheduled in the middle of the second hour. We have Congressman Ron Paul on with us, but that could move to a different time because he's on the road. And we have another special guest that will be announced when they join us coming up a little bit later as well. We'll be talking about the implantable VeriChip and public officials getting it. That should be extremely informative if that materializes coming up just in about 30 minutes. Coming up, I also want to get into this missing children cases fumbled by police nationwide. This out of Scripps Howard News Service. And I want to get into media tactics and disinformation, and then this article will be a good illustration of that. Halliburton gives $72 million in bonuses to its employees. I guess they're making plenty of money feeding the troops rotten food and ordering employees to work extra hours and not be paid and just everything else they're doing, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Tom Ridge, of course, yesterday confessed that terror alerts were bogus, but he put a spin on it. But some of them were real. No, none of them were real. If there were any real terror attacks, it be something your bosses were carrying out. U.S. terror alerts, again, were used as electoral weapons. That's now being admitted. Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership's written a great analysis and report. Headline, Real ID Act passed the end of America. Alert from Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, America's aggressive civil rights organization. I want to read some of that article. I want to get Aaron Zellman on. In fact, will you instant message my producer? That's a good idea. Maybe we can get Aaron on the third hour today because before I went on, I was reading this article. So will you contact my honey bun, that's my wife, who's my producer, for me, and tell her to call Aaron Zellman. I just thought of that. I want to get him on. Soldier lifts lid on Camp Delta in a scandal that could be bigger than Abu Ghraib in Iraq, but it's not going to be because our media is predominantly ignoring it. I mean, one of the soldiers involved in the interrogations is going public. It's not just torture, it's perverted torture. I mean, that's always associated with the worst type of societies. The deepest, darkest pits of hell are sexual torture. That's what these killers do when they kidnap women and children and men. But now it's good old mom and apple pie. Sexual torture. Well, you're with Al-Qaeda if you're against sexual torture. The good guys sexually torture. And then, of course, came out in the General Toogoombo report, the three-star general report, a year ago with Abu Ghraib, doing things to people we can't mention here. Let's just say pouring battery acid into orifices. That's about as far as we can go. Same kind of stuff that the New York police did to that individual with the toilet plunger. But with acid on it. Very friendly, very Christian, very conservative thing to do. No, it's something that demons do in Dante's Inferno or in a Hieronymus Bosch painting. It's an image of medieval hell. But in America, it's good. You gotta defend America. And the guards like to do it anyways, I mean. So, next time they catch a Ted Bundy doing similar stuff, just go, hey, he's American pride. Maybe he can stick a Power Pride sticker on his car, and maybe we can give Ted Bundy a job, resurrect him, and give him a job at Abu Ghraib or Camp Delta, Camp X, or any of these wonderful places. Another article here, U.S. sent detainees to Egypt. Torture? That's good. That's freedom. And just so much more. There's just a lot of news coming up that you do not want to miss, my friends. We'll be taking your calls in this next segment at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Check it out.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Ron Paul is scheduled for the middle of the next hour. Talk about this new Super ID Act that will be going to the president's desk in the next week or so. We have a surprise guest who is involved in something quite interesting, implantable microchips, a public official, an authority figure, one of our leaders, joining us a little bit later. That's scheduled, but a lot of times those guys end up canceling on us. So we'll see what happens with that as well. I want to go to your calls early in this hour. So Enoch and Alma and Johnny and Keith and Mike and many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. But I do want to get into all of the torture news. Now, it's not new news that they have prostitutes come in and force sex on the Muslim men at Camp X-Ray. And I cannot mention on air the other things they do. You can't really call it sex. They rape them. They do horrible things to them. Male, female. You have this obsession with this administration with homosexual rape. It's one of their, it's part of the Christian conservatism of George Bush, and it shows up everywhere. But I really can't get into the details of it too much. It has to do with blood, and this is admitted, blood and sexual intercourse. I really can't say more than that. We have a lot of children listening, but this is what your government does. And you have to remember that most of the people, in fact, all the people, according to major publications, at Camp X-Ray and the camp within it, Camp Delta, there's a CIA camp in the middle and then another camp around it, are totally innocent. They're 15-year-old, 12-year-old goat herders. They're 85-year-old men. They were Afghan fighters, many of whom fought the Soviets in the 80s, who were basically conscripted by the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda Arab leaders to be put in the front lines in Afghanistan. And then our own government would not bombard the second or third lines, and the Northern Alliance got mad about this and said, why won't you? Then they watched helicopters and C-130s land and fly them out to safety. They were CIA, ladies and gentlemen. Then the government had to have a show, though. That's even in the news today, that this is all for show. And so they just go grab some, you know, guys with beards and walking around with the turbans on their heads and show you images of them chained down on the aircraft, you know, in a sitting position for 14 hours with the doors open, with the military crews in fur coats and mask on, and the people naked, you know, chained down with their beards, freezing to death. And you're like, good, show them Al-Qaeda's what they deserve. And literally, you want to meet cavemen from the reports from the journalists that I've interviewed that have been in Afghanistan. These guys can't even name countries around them. These guys don't even know where America is on a map. You show them a globe, they don't even understand it. They are literally cavemen. And they're just told, fight the invaders, and whoever it is, Soviets or the British or the Ottoman or the Turks, whoever it's been, Alexander the Great, they fight them. And so, literally, these are cavemen. And, man, they're put on planes, they're taken to a place, their heads are shaved, and prostitutes are raping them with blood everywhere. And saying Satan, 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 which totally freaks them out. They panic. They think they're in hell. They are in hell. It's totally nightmarish. I mean, that would terrorize corrupted Americans who've seen all this evil on TV and have been basted in it. Imagine being a caveman who would be mortally ashamed of seeing someone naked. And imagine, you know, these women in Arabic going, devil, devil, Satan, blood. I mean, these guys are just, and it turns out it's all fake, as we knew. It's just to train the troops and to train our people to have a cadre of torturers. And I have about 5 articles mainstream today on this, but it never hits the big nightly news. If it does, it'll just be a little mention. And in Abu Ghraib, there were, over in Iraq, one of 32 camps, this was going on, tens of thousands of people at Abu Ghraib, hundreds in the torture sectors, the torture wings, 2 different torture wings. Their families picked up, the Army's own report, 75 to 90% of those picked up are totally innocent. Their papers weren't in order, and they are taken there for torture. And their wives and children are beaten and raped in front of them. That's admitted. And the guards run around raping people, enjoying themselves. They'll go pick women out of the camps, the thousands that are outside, built around the prison itself. And this is all admitted. They just, oh, I like that one. Let's take her. Ha, your 12-year-old daughter, ha-ha! And you watch your daughter dragged off, ha-ha-ha! We're the Americans! We're bringing you love and freedom! We're good! And all of this is meant to be seen by the world. All of this is meant to be leaked on purpose. Abu Ghraib was brought on purpose, by the way. Thousands of photos, hundreds of videos. They selectively released some of the lighter stuff, beating people and dogs attacking them and bodies beaten to death. All of this, though, is double-edged. It's meant to be seen by the world to demonize America. Our own government did this, released it on purpose. And then it is meant domestically to tell us it's okay to train us to be evil. Very sophisticated situation, very sophisticated mind control that we're dealing with and talking about. And so they do all of this at these camps. And now a military officer there at the camp, one of the interrogators, has gone public. And it's already what we knew from the other detainees that have been released. And again, why are they releasing them? Bush says they don't have to release anybody. It's meant to all come out. Very sophisticated. But it's not meant to come out why they're doing it, how they're doing it. But at these camps, they just do the most hellish stuff you can imagine. I mean, even the sickos out there that promote torture and say torture is good and we got to do it to save America while the borders are wide open, even you guys out there, who buy into all of this, come on, folks. Raping women and children is not good. And you cannot defend it. It's just that simple. So I want to get more into this later. Right now, though, let's just go to calls. Enoch in Pennsylvania. Enoch, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I want to know if I can make a comment about your topic yesterday on immigration and how it's definitely causing this chaos in our country.
It's designed to cause chaos, yes.
Well, the sad thing about it is most Americans, particularly Anglo-Saxons, don't realize that, you know, until they start seeing a bunch of illegal aliens in large numbers in their states, for instance, like in Pennsylvania. You know, like everything you said is true as far as what they have access to, where an average citizen, you and I, don't have access to it anymore. And it's sad, disgusting. But the sad thing about it is I think how this all was called out because there's a divide between Americans versus race, the so-called middle
class. Look. We have the Israeli war doctrines. We have the 2,000 years ago, the Roman war doctrines. We have our own government's war doctrines, President Brzezinski's war doctrines. It's the same. Empires always want to divide people into racial or religious sects so they can play us all off against each other.
And this is why we have this chaos going on all around us, you know, because they match definitely.
Problem, reaction, solution. They say we got a problem with immigration. We'll give you a national ID card, but then they'll selectively enforce it. They're already saying they are, as I said they would, where the illegals don't have to do it.
Yeah, you're right. I think our solution is probably we should just turn off Fox News completely, just completely have low coverage of it. You know, in other words, we don't watch Fox News.
Well, that goes for CNN and the rest of them.
Yeah, CNN and all the rest of them, because they're the ones who are definitely fueling this nonsense, you know, and don't participate in Democrat Republican parties ever again. Maybe that would definitely make things a lot better.
Well, we got to inform people, too, about the full scope of the tyranny we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I wanted to say, Alex. I always enjoy your show and continue to definitely buy your taste and give it to my friends and family.
Well, I appreciate the call. And they're going to do stuff. I mean, they're already doing it. But you're going to have newscasts and news articles about how, oh, the national ID card is angering immigrant groups, why it's stopping illegals. And, of course, you look at the numbers, it won't, because it's not written to. But they'll be telling you for years, you know, your national ID card's stopping them. It's stopping them, and we need to enforce it more. And, you know, they'll arrest a few illegals and have it all over the news. And it's just propaganda. Alma in what is it, Nebraska. Go ahead, Alma.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, how you doing? Yeah. Listen, I was just reading this book, The Franklin Cover-Up.
Yes.
Listen, hey, you know, I'm ashamed.
Sounds like Abu Ghraib and Camp X-Ray.
Yeah, just what you're talking about. And also, these few sentences in here where Paul Bonacci was taken by Larry King to a wooded area in California identified as Bohemian Grove, where they were forced to do things like killing a kid, having sex with it, and then killing it and eating it. I mean, I can't believe this is, you know, first of all, okay, my question is...
And the senator has never been challenged.
Senator DeCamp, do you feel that he has complete credibility here? I mean,
ma'am,
do you believe him?
Ma'am. I believe basically anything now, but I think DeCamp is telling the best truth he can. Much of his book, written over a decade ago, has come out publicly and turned out to be true. I don't know if they're murdering children at Bohemian Grove.
That's okay, but I just wanted you to comment on him a little bit, and hopefully you might have him on your show.
Well, I know this. One Virginia TV station dared to come out and say that he wasn't telling the truth, and he sued him and won.
He did. I saw that.
So
I believe him, but I don't want to be by myself. So that's why I want to call and see what you think about him, you know?
Well, I know Bohemian Grove is real, and I know that they bus in top male porn stars to, quote, service them.
Have you read his book?
Government is ordering all sorts of bizarre sexual torture. And I know that they've got gay prostitutes in the White House. And I know in 89, Washington Times, they had young boys in the White House as part of a, quote, call boy ring. And I know Barney Frank was caught with underage children in his apartment. And he never got in trouble. The news just said he's allowed to do it. End of story.
Have you read the book?
Yes, of course. And I've interviewed the senator about 5 times.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, why should you say you're sorry?
Oh, I don't know.
The audio interview is on prisonplanet.tv, so is the transcript.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I mean, I hope that's not true, but, I mean, they don't challenge it. I mean, they name names. They have the police reports, the information, the witnesses, and he puts a book out that sold hundreds of thousands of copies, and you know, nobody challenges him. A lot of folks around him have been killed.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to DentalPlans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. DentalPlans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings, or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to DentalPlans.com right now.
We got a really great guest coming up in the next segment, folks. A surprise guest. You don't want to miss it. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Vancouver. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey there.
Hello.
I got two questions for you. You, one, get my pictures. I talked to you probably about 2 months ago about the Fight the New World Order poster with your website on the bottom over the overpass in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yes.
Did you get them?
Did you mail them to me physically?
No, I did not. Well, they're digital pictures, so I just sent them through email.
You know, sometimes our spam blocker, what happens is we get probably a couple thousand spam a day to our email addresses.
Yeah.
Then we probably get 500 real emails a day, sometimes more. Well, more than that, of all the articles people send us, and then a lot of times our email's crashing, it's having problems, the spam detector blocks it. The best place to send email, somebody who checks it about three times a day so he keeps it clean, you know, he's always dumping stuff so he doesn't have a lot of problems, is Paul Watson. Go to prisonplanet.com.
Okay.
And it says contact webmaster.
Yep.
And that's the link. Send them there.
Okay.
Or send them to tips, and that's not too bad. There's probably only 500 a day that go into that.
Okay.
And, I mean, I'm up. I mean, I got home from working last night about midnight, and I went in and checked email for an hour and got tired and went to bed. I mean, I don't want to keep people from sending stuff because we get so many good stories, so much good stuff from you guys. But at the same time, it is, I apologize.
Yeah, no problem. Maybe I'll send I'll put it on a CD and send it to you that way.
Email it again, and we'll get it posted.
Okay. And another thing, the other day you were talking about music and how powerful and how basically the dark side is using music to influence the youth. Well, I sent you a couple of MP3s of an artist who's kind of affiliated himself with Eminem and how he's using his music to basically spread what you're spreading. And he's basically saying everything that you say about martial law, about police state,
well, you got to say this. Eminem is tame compared to most hip-hop people.
He is.
So why is the media always demonizing him? Because he's anti-New World Order.
He is. And,
he knows all about it. He works with Guerrilla News Network.
Yeah.
I know he's seen my material. And you know, he's aware, and Eminem is good compared to, you know, other people out there.
The song
I'll tell you who's really good is Paris.
Paris, okay. But the guy I'm talking about is called Immortal Technique, and he's a Hispanic man from, I think, Nicaragua that came to the United States.
Yeah, no, I've heard that. Boy, that really has a message. Yeah, that's...
It's very powerful, CIA, and just like, it, you know, when you listen to it, you think, geez, you know, I'm not the only one who's hearing this. There's people out there. Now, he even says he'll get assassinated if he keeps talking, and obviously he doesn't care, fighting for what he believes in.
Well, by putting that out there, That protects you to a certain degree. That's why I put it on the record. Mm-hmm. You know, what I'm doing is dangerous. It's like being a deep sea salvage diver. It's got about the same danger level or maybe more. But on record, every day I've got to realize how serious it is being right on the front lines. I mean, folks, I am on the front lines. You know, I'm like special forces that's been injected behind enemy lines. And but I mean, I trust in God, and I know that the more of you take action, the more of us become leaders. It's gotten to the point where they can try to pick a few of us off to scare the rest of us, but it's like when you got a million people rushing at you and your gun's got 10 bullets in it. I mean, they can't stop us all.
Well, I mean, what I'm doing here in Vancouver is like maybe 1% of what you do worldwide, and the people that do believe me basically fear that what I do can get me in trouble either with the law or whoever.
Well, let me just tell you something. As soon as you give into that, as soon as you have that attitude, they've won. As soon as, think about it, and most Americans are afraid. And that's because deep down they know we're in tyranny. And we got to get past that and say no to the bully.
Well, I'm Canadian, and I follow that saying, give me liberty or give me death. And I mean, you know what? If I die doing what I'm doing, at least I go where I go.
Well, sir, you're not going to die doing what you're doing.
No, I know that. I know that.
Listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Johnny. Great points. Look, you know, I talk about this a lot because this is one of the most asked questions I get. You know, well, if this is true, why are you still alive? And, well, if the mainstream media is bad, why do you use it? And, you know, there's a few other questions I get. I mean, probably 50 emails a day, a couple calls a day, faxes every day, and I have to answer this question over and over again. That's why I talk a lot about it. One of the reasons. At least once a week. Because... Folks, I've said this till my turn blue in the face. The most dangerous thing you do in your life until you're 55 years old is get in your automobile. Then it's cancer and heart attacks. You still get in your car. You still put your children in the car. You still go on the highway at 75 miles an hour with giant 18-wheelers rolling past you. You drive by smashed cars with blood on the street a couple times a year, don't you? Or more. I've probably seen 4 or 5 dead people in the last 6 months on the highway. I've seen them with blood all over the ground with the things over their faces. But you still drive because you want to drive. Fighting the New World Order is a lot safer than that, and it'll save the country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book The Bible Says for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book The Bible Says by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, it's Real Talk Radio. Issues of real significance coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, blasting out across the nation on dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations, simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 9.985. Third hour, 9.975, at night, 3210, from 9 to midnight, and, of course, the Internet at GCNLive.com. We've got Congressman Ron Paul confirmed. He was floating today, depending on when he would be coming on, to talk about the new Real ID Act and analyze it with us, what's really in the legislation that Bush is due to sign sometime next week, perhaps as early as this Friday. That's going to be, he'll be with us for 30 minutes coming up in the middle of the next hour. And we have Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership joining us tomorrow to give us updates on the Second Amendment and a bunch of other key issues. I am really, it's exciting to get this guest on. This is an interesting story. It was covered by the Business Wire, Associated Press, you name it, back on April 22nd. Bergen County Chief of Police, they have a chief of police for the county, Jack Schmidig leads regional rollout of VeriChip by receiving a VeriChip. Now, remember last year, the Mexican Attorney General told 160-plus of his employees, and it was going to be even more, that they had to take this microchip to be able to get into secure areas. The chief is not making his employees take it, though I guess he might be recommending it. But joining us to talk about this important issue is Chief Jack Schmidig. Chief, good to have you on with us.
Thank you.
Tell us how this happened, why you got the idea, what you've done. You've got the chip. Tell us about it.
All right. It started with a dear friend of mine, Mr. Nicholas Minicucci, who's the founder of the Molly Foundation. It's a foundation for diabetes research. His daughter, Molly, has had the disease for 20 years, and I'm a member of the Board of Trustees on the Molly Foundation. Mr. Minicucci, came up with the idea through the Verichip company of implanting a chip in your, mine is in my arm, I don't know if it can be located anywhere else, but it is readily available to obtain your medical information. When you have the chip implanted, they ask you a series of questions. Are you allergic to anything? Next of kin? Who do you want to have this information? All kinds of series of questions. And by scanning the chip in my arm, they have immediate access to my medical history.
When were you implanted?
April 12th.
And it got a lot of attention. Are you aware of what the Mexican Attorney General did?
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's getting big, and also I've heard from Special Forces that some of them have been getting the chip.
I can tell you, and maybe a sidelight to this, but my German Shepherd had the a chip implanted for identification. Mine isn't for identification. It's not like a tracking device that emits a transponder that's going to follow you around. The protocol here in New Jersey will be if you're admitted to a hospital and for some reason you're incapacitated and can't provide that information, they can scan that chip in your arm and through the computer access your medical history. So they potentially can find out, you know, what's wrong with you.
Well, Applied Digital has now bought the software in a company dealing with cell towers, and they're saying with a bigger chip, they're going to be able, since you brought that up, with RFID, radio frequency identification devices, to use it as a tracking system. Were you aware of that?
No, but how big must that chip be to follow you around or have RF signals emanating
from
your body?
Well, just to scan it and ping it and get the data number and then check it in the database, they're saying right now one about an inch long and about a quarter of an inch wide or even smaller will be able to work up to a couple hundred feet.
Wow. Well, the chip I have in my arm is about the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah, I've seen the current Verichip. We've interviewed the scientists that invented it. We've interviewed the CEO a few years ago. We've interviewed the Chipson family, you know, the family that the Jacobsons, I believe, that got the chip. What do the officers under your command think about this?
To be honest with you, I don't think it's gotten the recognition that it should have. I think it's an exceptional idea, and I know of one other officer who had the chip implanted, and my secretary, who's hypoglycemic, and this initially started here as a result of the diabetes research in the foundation, that Molly Foundation. She's made an appointment to have the chip implanted also.
Well, they've got the chip mobiles. Have you seen those?
No, we're in the very early stages of it here in New Jersey. I don't know what any other venue is providing.
Verichip has these chip mobiles that go around chipping, and they have Mr. Chip. You haven't heard about that?
No.
Well, they gave the readers to some hospitals in Florida, but only a few. I mean, have they given readers to the hospitals in New Jersey?
And there's only one hospital in the state, and that's in our county doing it right now.
Interesting. Well, did you hear about in Miami and also in Spain and now Germany and England and other areas, the chip, the same chip to get into the VIP area?
No, again, they scan your arm to get into select areas. Maybe potentially down the line I could see limited access events like maybe an inauguration ball or something like that for the president where you might need one of these to get in, but I think we're way ahead of ourselves.
Were you approached by Verichip to do this, or did you and your friend just spontaneously want to get a chip?
I wanted it, and while I'm on the board of trustees for that foundation, the information was brought to a trustee meeting, and I thought it was an exceptional idea, and I said, put me in. And I had the chip implanted the 12th of April, and there's No residual effects.
Are you waiting then for the readers to get into local hospitals? Because what use will it be if they're not in the local hospitals?
Well, that's true. It's going to take some time, but I'm on a cutting edge.
Oh, is your foundation lobbying the hospital?
Yes. All hospitals.
You know, we found a lot of the people like the Jacobsons and others and some of the hospitals that accepted the chip readers in the Miami and Palm Beach area actually had employees there that were investors or even part of Applied Digital, and that's why they were doing this. Are you an investor in Applied Digital?
Not at all. I have no stock in this at all.
What about, I mean, I'm just curious. So, what about the individual that's on the foundation with you?
The president of the foundation, Mr. Minicucci?
Yes.
I don't believe he's a stockholder either.
So basically somebody just approached the foundation, and you guys said, hey, this is a good medical bracelet, basically, implanted.
Absolutely. That was my logic behind getting mine.
Well, look, I mean, Chief, I'm going to be honest with you on my views of this.
Sure.
You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. For people like you, you know, this sounds good. Hey, this isn't, you know, you can lose a medical alert bracelet. Who wants a tattoo, you know, with all your data on it? This sounds good. Or for people with Alzheimer's, or now California Bureau of Prisons signed a contract. Reuters reported it, but then it got dropped with public scrutiny to implant prisoners. Maximum security prisoners, that was 2 years ago, that got canceled. You know, there's all these arguments for it, but when you go on down the road, it sounds like revelations. I mean, people getting the microchip and all this. And Applied Digital says that I've had Applied Digital executives on, and they say, yes, you will have this for buying and selling, and everyone will, you know, in the future take the chip. I mean, they've said it. I've got the transcripts on my website.
Well, right now I think that's a matter of opinion. I don't believe it's Big Brother watching me.
But I'm talking about the company itself. I mean, you can type in Applied Digital says it'll be used for tracking. It'll be used for prisoners. Applied Digital will be used for cashless transactions. Type it into Google, Chief, and you'll find it.
Well, I'm sure those potentials are there. My intention was to protect my life, hopefully, if something happens to me where I'm incapacitated and I get taken to a hospital, I want people to know that I'm not allergic to penicillin or, my next of kin is my wife, contact her immediately, things like that. That's what I was looking at it for.
If you were in a car wreck, wouldn't they know all that, from your car and your plates and your enemy?
Potentially, sure. But I think it's a great backup system. Another thing is what sold us on some of this was the, especially for the foundation, if a person goes into diabetic shock, sometimes they can look like they're drunk, and, you know, people don't understand what...
No, there have been a lot of cases of police thinking somebody's resisting when they're in the shock, yeah, and then tasering them.
And all of that stuff. So if you can get that scan, you know that this person got a propensity towards diabetes.
Well, just so you know, this isn't coming, that it's here. I'm sure you've heard about the plan for national toll roads.
Yes.
I mean, that's been in Time, Newsweek, it's USA Today. In Texas, it's about to pass the legislature next year with our inspection stickers. We'll all get tracker chips that are very small that are read by radio readers. We're going to be taxed by the mile down the road. I mean, you see how this chipping of all the products, RFID, the chipping of people, I mean, it is going to the extreme right away.
In New Jersey, we have a system called Easy Pass, and it gets you down the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway, and as you pass through the toll booth, you have a reader in your car, a transponder in your car, and you get the bill on a monthly basis. And they can tell you at... right now it's almost 12:45 here. At 12:45, I pass through exit 159 on the Garden State Parkway, and that information comes to you.
Man, going across from New York to you guys when I was there this summer, it was like seven smackers.
Oh yeah, and the Easy Pass works on the George Washington Bridge. And
well, why should we turn all our roads into this? And I'm talking and see, and now it's not going to be the size of a tiny matchbox. You know, that you get at an elegant martini bar,
right.
About an inch and a half long, a half inch wide. Now it's going to be a little bitty chip, sir. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, I've got that little bitty chip, but I guess I'm not, I don't see a downside for me and those people who are looking at Big Brother. I don't find that.
Well, I mean, that's what I find. I want to shift gears just because a listener emailed this to me this morning. This is not why I got you on the show, but I find it incredibly intriguing. And again, my friends, we're talking to the chief of police in the county of Bergen in New Jersey, and he's taking the implantable microchip. But I was sent this by several listeners, and it's still a hot topic. I have Fox News here in front of me. I have the New York Post, and I have the Bergen Record. Bergen Record, the town you're in. Five men detained as suspected conspirators by Paulo Lima, staff writer. And in here it's got a quote from you. We got an alert to be on the lookout for a white Chevrolet van with New Jersey registration and writing on the side.
Oh, that was during 9/11.
No, this is a totally separate issue. This is just interesting. Suspicious Middle Easterners cheered terror attack from moving van, and then it turned out in Fox News that it was Israelis. What actually happened with that, sir?
We turned those people over to the FBI. They were thoroughly checked out and released. No charges were ever filed against those people.
But what about the witnesses that said they saw them jumping up and cheering and videotaping?
That was the information reported to us. We couldn't confirm through the witnesses. No one would identify themselves. They said that they saw this white van with several people applauding or cheering the attack on the Trade Center. And when we finally found the van, located the van, no one would step forward to verify that they were, in fact, celebrating.
Well, I've got Israeli national news here. It says suspicious Middle Eastern movers were Israelis with box cutters, European passports, and $4,000 cash. Is that accurate?
I'm not sure. I don't remember all the details of that particular case. And like I said, when we first located the van, we notified the FBI, and they came and scooped them up. The FBI and the New Jersey State Police.
How did that happen? You pulled them over, and I mean, what happened with you?
We had be on the lookout for a particular type of van. One of my patrol officers found it, located it. We pulled them over, we detained them, and then we notified the state police and the FBI, who were working a joint terrorism task force.
Were you aware of the hundreds of Israeli art students that were really spies, and they were, quote, following Al-Qaeda? This was even on Fox News and the Associated Press. And then they grabbed them, and then they were ordered to release them to Israel. Did you hear about that?
No.
They have any video cameras on them? I mean, and then secondarily, how many days after 9/11 was this arrest?
It was, I believe it occurred the night of 9/11. I'm not sure.
Did you find any video cameras on them?
No. I don't recall any video cameras on them. But like I said, being in the administrative position, I don't do the road work anymore, and it gets passed down to my detective captain, and unfortunately, he's not here today.
What's his name?
Captain Kevin Partnett, H-A-R-T-N-E-T-T.
Could I get Kevin Partnett on about that?
If he's willing to come on, I'm sure. I don't have an objection to speaking with the media.
Well, this just keeps coming up over and over again. It was
a hot-button issue. After 9/11, they wanted any kind of attention they could get, and they kept rerunning and repeating those catchphrases there. And if I Google my own name, it comes up with that quote about four or five times.
But, I mean, it's true, though, that they wouldn't talk to you. That's so some pretty serious training.
Well,
how many people do you pull over? How many were arrested?
I thought there were three or four, but I'm not sure.
You have four people that none of them talk? Boy, that's pretty, I mean, do you see that a lot?
No.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot, do you? I mean, you're usually, according to criminology, I mean, I took a little bit of it in college. I don't have a degree in it. But when you end up with one person that won't talk, you end up with two, three, four. Usually when you end up with four people, it means there's some pretty serious training going on.
Once again, I don't know their background. It was, we received some information. We stopped them. And then we turned them over to people more interested in them.
How long did they interrogate?
A police department in New, a local police department in New Jersey.
How long did you interrogate?
We didn't participate in the interrogation. They were turned over to the state police.
You said you talked to them and they didn't talk.
Well, we talked to them at the road stop.
And then were they brought into the jail, or were they just given right over to the FBI?
I think they were taken to the FBI's field office in Newark, but I'm not sure.
What did the FBI say?
I don't know.
Have you ever asked them what came of it?
Mr. Jones, you're talking, we started on one subject, now we're on another.
I know, but I mean, I didn't put two and two together when I saw your name getting the microchip. And then I start getting emails about it, and I go, oh, yeah, I mean, I remember this article. I mean, it's an interesting topic.
This was a very interesting day, September 11th, 2001. And a lot
Did
of,
you see the tower smoking when it happened?
Absolutely.
What was that like?
It was terrible.
Well, I wish we control our borders. That might keep us safe.
You have to talk to another agency on that.
No, I know. You're not even near the border, so I understand that.
I'm on the border with New York.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you spending time with us, and I hope that you wake up and see the real ramifications of the implantable microchip. Will you say no to the chip if in 10 years the government says you've got to use this for identification when you pay for goods and services?
No.
You won't go along with that?
No, I'd go along with it, sure.
Excuse me.
Rather than carry my credit cards, they want to put all my information on my chip, and as I walk out the grocery store with a loaf of bread and a quart of milk, you know, they just...
Tell you what, Chief, we got a break. Quick three-minute break. Stay there. Just do 5 more minutes with us. This is just amazing information. Stay with us. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Fighting the culture war. Right here, my friends. Just a few minutes left with the county police chief up there in Bergen County. Sir, the music was playing. Folks might not have heard what you said. I want to state that again for the record. I said, if in 10 years, and the Army documents say this is the plan, it'll be by 2020. That's the January 1st, 2000 report by the Army War College, that everybody's going to have a chip, and I've had the CEO, again, on a Verichip. That's the plan. I've had their distributors on from Spain, from Miami. They've said the same thing. We're all going to have chips, and we're going to buy and sell with these. And the chief was saying he's not for Big Brother. He's not worried about Big Brother. But then I said, in 10 years, if they say you got to use this to buy and sell, you said, you're happy with that, chief.
I wouldn't object to it.
I mean, if they say we have to take the chip, you wouldn't object.
No. No, if I, like I said before the break, if I went into a grocery store and bought a loaf of bread and a quart of milk and walked out and it read my chip and debited my bank account, I'd work with it. I don't have a problem with that.
Chief, it's either two separate things. Either you're a really nice guy who totally trusts the government and society.
I am the government.
So,
okay.
Well, hold on.
And
let me just finish.
By trusting the government, you bet your life I trust the government because I am part of government.
Okay. Either it's that you're naive or you're demon possessed.
Well, if you want to think that I'm naive, that's certainly your opinion.
Well, Chief, I appreciate you coming on the show, but I totally disagree with you.
Well, you can, and that's your right.
Wait a minute. So the government says everybody's got to get chipped 10 years from now, and it's the law. You'll start arresting people that don't have it.
I won't be here 10 years from now. How's that sound? I've got a short time to go before I take my retirement and leave.
Now, of course, I mean that as a joke figuratively, but, I mean, that's kind of sounds pretty scary.
People look under rocks for scary things, too. So,
the founding fathers, Chief, said that we should not trust our government. We should keep it small, keep control of it. You're just saying, I am the government, I trust it, and if they say we got to have chips, we got to have them.
Is that my opinion?
Yes.
Well, then, thank you.
Now, you just said that, sir. Are you saying
exactly? And it's my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion. And Mr. Jones, you're entitled to yours. And I think, sir, that it was nice of you to have me on.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir, I am.
And you have to have this mark to buy and sell. But you're saying if that happens, you don't have a problem with it.
I don't.
So maybe you are just naive.
Hey, that's your opinion too.
I'm not picking up from you that you're evil.
I am not evil.
I don't pick that up from you. I pick it up that you're just totally trusting and naive, Chief.
Okay. Mr. Jones, I think your interview with me is over.
Hey, vaya con Dios. I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you so much.
Go with God. Take care. There you had it, ladies and gentlemen. That's how deep the rabbit hole goes. We got to have a transcript of that. That is the all-time most out of control, in your face. You see? You see what we're facing? You understand what we're facing now? Get the new film, Martial Law, folks. Do not delay. Expose all of this. Expose 9/11. Expose the police state. Expose who controls it. $24.95. Second copy, $19.95. Third copy, $16.95. Fourth copy, $14.95. Fifth copy, $14. Or buy one copy and make copies and get them out to people. It's my all-time most powerful film. Get it and expose this insanity now. We're the normal people. They are the ones that are just off their rockers. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 to get the new film or any of my great films. Everybody else is raising prices. We're slashing prices on the films, all of them. We just want to get the information out. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv right now to sign up online and get a monthly or yearly subscription, 15 cents a day. All my films, other films, weekly TV reports, audio interviews. This one will be there. PrisonPlanet.tv. Do not wait. Get the film and stand up against this. The majority of us, 98% in major polls, are against the chip. But the 2% is in power. And they think it's completely normal. They're totally deceived. We'll be right back with the second hour.